It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Shane Mast here, back in studio, and here we are in a new year, which gives you, in the industry, like a lot of other folks, a chance to kind of look back at the past year. How did things turn out?
Absolutely. We do have all the stats for Douglas County for 2021. And of course, it was a really good year for both buyers and sellers.
So talk about some of the numbers.
All right. So the this one is probably the most surprising stat of all, is our average sale price in Douglas County was $321,500 in 2021. That is a 17% increase from 2020, where the average sale price was $274,000.
So getting over that $300,000 mark just for an average home.
Absolutely. That's your average sale price. Your median sale price is $292,000. So that tells us that there were more houses that sold under $321,000 than sold for over $321,000.
What are some of the other data there?
And it depends on what area you're in. So if you want to look at, if it's kind of skewed, that's the entire county. So if you want to look at, the highest area was the Melrose area at $426,000 average sale price. So that's obviously going to bring up the average quite a bit. But if you look at like the Green District, for example, the average sale price in Green is only $261,000. So quite reasonable compared to Melrose. And then you've got Southeast Roseburg, which includes downtown. Average sale price was $267,000. This might surprise people, but the Glide area, $430,000 average. Now, they do have a lot less houses for sale out there.
And you also have houses that have more property attached.
Right. That's a good point. So Glide, Melrose, and then Looking Glass also has a pretty nice, Looking Glass, Southwest is about $320,000 for your average, $380,000 for your average sale price. So depending on where you live, there's more affordable options depending on where you want to live in the county.
So obviously prices continue to trend up with the interest rate changes that have been announced. Do you see any change there?
That's yet to be seen, but interest rates did go up in the past week. I just met with a couple different lenders yesterday, and the average, without buying any points, which I could explain that if we need to, but without buying any points, your average conventional interest rate was 3.75 yesterday.
Wow. So, go ahead and explain that buying points part. I remember that.
Yeah. So buying points is where sometimes you'll look online. If you look online and they're going to quote you like 2.9, and you're going to be like, oh, this online lender is way cheaper, way better interest rate than my local bank that's saying 3.75. That 2.9 is if you buy what they call points. What you're buying is interest rate down. You're buying it down. So 1 point would be 1% of the loan. So if you're buying a $300,000 house and you want to get the interest rate down, you could buy it per point. That's about a 2 point drop. .75 is about 2 points. So it would cost you $6,000 up front to get that 2.9 interest rate. And you can do that anywhere. But when you're, most banks and are going to give you a quote of the 3.75, but online ones are a little bit trickier. They're going to give you the quote and don't tell you that this is after you've paid an extra $6,000 in closing costs to get you to the 2.9% interest.
So you've just got to take a look at your situation and talk to your agent and see what makes the most sense for you.
Absolutely. Do you want to put more down to lower your payment, or do you want to buy points down to lower your payment? Generally, it just depends, like you said, on your situation and what type of loan you're getting.
And I think that also brings up the point of dealing with people who deal with this industry all the time, as opposed to just trying to figure your way through it yourself.
Yeah, we deal with it all the time. We can sit down and explain the difference between an FHA and a VA and a USDA loan and a conventional loan and a construction loan, a rehab loan. There's lots of different options and products out there that most agents are pretty up on. I know we are at Oregon Life Homes because we train on it constantly, and we just had a 2.5-hour training on mortgage yesterday.
Well, and that is one of the things that goes with that is an ongoing training. It's not like where you get training to become an agent and you're done.
Absolutely.
Because like everything else, especially in your industry, things are always shifting and changing, and you've got to know exactly what's going on to work with your clients.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why we train so much. We actually have over 4 hours of training a week, which some people think is excessive, I think, at other brokerages. But it's changing so fast that if you just didn't go to any trainings for 6 months, you'd be behind and you'd be writing offers that are not going to get accepted out there. You have to stay on top of the trends. You got to see what average prices are going for and know the latest strategies to get your offer accepted in this really, really competitive market.
So with the local market right now, what are you anticipating in this quarter?
So it's really interesting because we are at the almost exact inventory where we were at last month or last year at this time. We're actually to be a little higher. We actually have more houses on the market right now than we did 12 months ago. It doesn't feel like it if you're a buyer right now trying to find something, but it's not that big of a difference. We're at 1.3 months of inventory. And what that means, you hear people talk about inventory all the time. 1.3 months of inventory means that at the current rate that things are going pending, if no new houses came on the market, how long would it take till you had zero houses? And that's what it is. So currently it's, if no new houses came on the market, theoretically in 1.3 months, we'd have zero houses. In a balanced market, that's not a seller's market or a buyer's market, is 6 months of inventory. Anything under six is a seller's market. So being at 1.3 months of inventory, we are heavy, heavy into the seller's market right now. So it's pretty lopsided.
And are you anticipating that that's going to change, or is that going to be a slow shift?
Eventually it will change, but I think it will be slower. When you're that low, it takes a long time before you're going to get up to the 4 or 5 months of inventory. We're still, in the United States, we're like 6 million houses behind in new construction. So we just don't have enough houses being built for the demand. So it's going to be like this for a while.
Well, and we know that in that industry, one of the things that really hits hard, like a lot of other things, is the supply chain issues right now.
Yeah, and that's making building really difficult. I mean, even getting repairs done on a house used to be you can just go call Roseburg Glass and get a window in there in a week. Now we're looking at 8 weeks just to get a piece of glass in there. And that's just to replace one window. So, yeah, the builders definitely have that issue. Highline used to have a four-month guarantee. We'll have your house built in 4 months or we'll pay $100 a day over that we go over. They don't have that guarantee anymore, not because of their own fault, but because of, like you said, supply chain issues. You'd be lucky to get it done in 9 months.
Wow, a lot of changes, a lot of shifts in the market. If people need information, need assistance, how do they connect with you?
Yeah, Oregon Life Homes, we are the newest and the largest real estate brokerage in Douglas County, right there on Garden Valley, next to Casey's Restaurant.
All right, Shane Mast, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:59.